Harold is a person who recites Yiddish.
Omer, says the Talmud. On Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Poshati, the Torah. So these are three types of Chotot. Chet is Bishoigeh. Ovisi means Bemezit. And Poshati means Bemerit, rebellion against the Rabbi Hashem. So these are the three reasons that a person sins. There's Chotosi, Ovisi, Poshati, Lefonech. Vosisi Kach Bekach. There are two places that the Rambam spells out, this is one of them, that a person should articulate the exact nature of the chet. There is a third place where the Rambam suggests otherwise. But the other two places are on parent base. We'll see them. Vosisi Kach Bekach. Barini Chamti, I regret the fact. Uboishti Masa, and I'm embarrassed. It's Kabbalah the Osir. The Kabbalah, the Oilam Eini Chayzer, the Dobrazer. This is the essence of the Vidu. And then the Rambam adds, B'cholamar b'lehiz vados, Umarach bin Yinzer. The one who increases the Vidu, Umarach bin Yinzer, is lengthy and is explanation of what his Aveira is, as a Reza Meshubach is praiseworthy. Now, what exactly is the source of the Rambam's din that Mechalamar B'lis Rada Samarach B'nyin Zeh Reza Meshubach? Someone appointed a fact is a question if a person was Mizvada on one Yom Kippur, if he's supposed to be Mizvada again on a different Yom Kippur. So if we'll assume that it's supposed to be Mizvada again, it's a Shaila Ligimor. So if we'll assume that was just because I was Mizvada this Yom Kippur for a Chet, and even though I didn't do the Chet again, that I have to be Mizvada the next Yom Kippur, so they want to say this is the Mokor for Ruchal Amarva, the Zvada, Zimbarak, Binyan, Zerreiz, and Meshubach. Some of the Achraim. It's not a clear-cut basis for the Rambam, because we might argue that it's not indicative of how expansive the Vidu itself has to be. But the problem is that maybe I didn't succeed in doing Tshuva Shleim last year. And Noel, if I didn't do Tshuva Shleim, I didn't get full kapor. So maybe that's the reason that even though that I was Mizvada this Yom Kippur, but we know to achieve Tshuva Gemura is not an easy thing. So perhaps that's the reason that I have to be Mizvada again next year. To make sure. An insurance policy, in case the Vida didn't go down the right way last year, and they did tshuva, they weren't happy in Shemayim, maybe I'm another year removed from the Chet, and the Kabbalah has been actualized, so I have a stronger standing before the Rebbeinu Shalom in the tshuva. So I thought that the basis of the Rambam, if we look in the Rambam Perek Beis, the Rambam writes, "V'tzorach lifrayt es achet." So, Barak as a chet. One has to spell out the Aveira that he did. So here the Rambam again talks about spelling out the chet. Shenema. And he brings a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Ono choto omazeh chato gedoyim. This nation that sinned grievously. Vayasu lehem Elohei Zor. And they made an egel azor. So Avraham Shemeru spelled out the chet. So we see tzorach l'farat achet. So the Rambam tells us that this pasuk, so we have a halacha of sort of the fire tachet which comes from it. But I looked at this pasuk and I was left in wonder. A person hires a lawyer. Moshe Rabbeinu was representing Klal Yisrael, right? After the chet ha'evil. And the Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, just leave me alone and I'll destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to plead bargain this case. He's a lawyer with a very difficult task. So, you hire a lawyer in a difficult case. The prosecutor makes his case. After the prosecutor finishes, and the defense attorney gets up and says, Your Honor, let me make one thing clear to you. I don't think that the prosecuting attorney made it vivid and clear enough of how great the crimes of my client are. Let me explain to you. Vivid terms what he's done. If one had such a lawyer, go outside and probably murder the lawyer. Bring them up with murder one, you know, for killing the lawyer. At least, you know, murder two. It's, even if not premeditated. So here Moshe Rabbeinu comes. And he's representing Klal Yisrael before the Rabbeinu Shalom. What does he say? He starts off. And the job of the lawyer is not to make the head bigger than it is, or as large as it is. It's to come out, to give it a spin that it's not as bad as it looks. And here Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, what's happening? So I said, this is where the Rambam took the din that for that Chalamayrach, the Dvorim Eilu, or Eilu Meshubach. Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mizvada for Klal Yisrael, the entire Klal, just because the Kohen Gadol wasn't Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Klal Yisrael, and this was the Vidu. And that's what the Rambam tells us, we see Tzorach L'Parat Achet, is Vayasun Ha'im L'Hezol. The first half of the Pasuk, I want a choto om, chato gidoil, a choto om azeh, chato gidoil. What was that about? So that's what the Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph, that Kolomayrach was born with or is a Meshubach. Vidui is the process of acknowledging our deficiency. And the more candid we are with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we recognize our shortcoming, so then the more significant the tshuva is. If I don't think I did too much wrong, so there's not too much to do tshuva for. But if I recognize that it's a chet, what does the Novi and Yirmiyah tell us? Hine nishpata yischa alam arecha loichatos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I judge you because you said lochatos. The beginning of tshuva is the realization that we did something that we shouldn't have done. And the more deeply we realize it, then the more profound the tshuva is. How does Rabbi Yonah describe the process of tshuva? That we should come to a recognition. It is very difficult and bitter that we departed from the ways of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the realization that lies. How can a person have nechama, rather charota, nechamti, it's mischarat on the avera that I did, if I don't think it's too wrong? But as when a person expresses himself in sincere vidui before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with a recognition of how awesome the chet is, so this is a very profound truth. That's why I believe what the Rambam tells us based on this pasuk of Marach b'inyan z'lechol amarvel his vader and Marach b'inyan z'er ezer meshuach, based on the vidui of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now what's odd in the Rambam, so here the Rambam tells us that wasisi kach b'kach, and this is consistent with what the Rambam tells us in the second parak in Halacha Gimel, it's Arach Lifrot Esachet, Shademon Achato Am Chato Gedoil. And yet, in Parak Zayin and Parak Beis, the Rambam writes the following. Umitzvah Vidu Yom HaKippurim. What is the mitzvah Vidu? Sheyascha Me'erev Hayoyim, Koydim Sheyecho. That he should recite the Vidu on Erev Yom Kippur before the Suda Mavsek, this is Vidu with Mincha. Koydim Sheyecho Shami Yechonek Besuda Koydim Sheyizvada. Perhaps he'll lose the opportunity to recite the Vidu. And even though we recited the Vidu, Chayzer Mizvada B'Leila Yom HaKippur, Aras, he repeats the Vidu again at night, Chayzer Mizvada M'Shachris, of Musaf, of Mincha B'Nila, each Tefillah. V'Heicha Mizvada, where does he recite the Vidu? So Yochid Achat Tefillah, which we'll come to, that's not for today. The Yochid says it after, Kamavor HaKasama Yisrael HaShalom. In the fourth bracha. And that itself needs explanation, which will come to a different day. The fact that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't recite it after Amorach is all Yisrael Vashalom, because he's finished the tefillah. But if the Shliach Tzibur recites it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, in the fourth bracha, then why do we as Yechidim recite it at the end? Why also not as part of the fourth bracha? That's the reason for that. Then the Rambam continues in Perek Beis Halacha Hei, Ches rather. Avidu Shinogu Bo Kol Yisrael. What's the Vidu which is the minute of Klal Yisrael? Aval Anachnu Chaton. Anachnu Chaton Uveikra Vidu. This is the essence of the Vidu. So what happened there? Before the Rambam talks about Tzorach Lifrei Tachet. And here the Rambam says, what's the essence of the Bidu? Yavala Nachnu Chatonu. So Mazel. We'll hold it at this point.